From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has given the Catalan regional government 8 days to clarify its intention whether or not to declare independence.
El Consejo de Ministros ha acordado
he demanded confirmation whether or not independence was declared after regional president Carlos Puigdemont Tuesday declared independence but suspended it pending talks with Madrid. The Catalan government is being given to Monday to respond if independence was declared. It's being given another 3 days to reverse course. Monash University analyst Stuart King said the prime minister, criticized for the police crackdown during the October 1 independence referendum, struck the right tone.
I think it's a very astute move on the part of the central government in a response to what was a very ambiguous statement from in the Catalan Parliament.
Carlos Rivadulla, president of the Association of Catalan Businessmen, said Wednesday he believes he knows why the Catalan leader did not outright declare independence.
Probably one of the main reasons why yesterday regional president did not declare directly and forward independence was the pressure from the business corporate community. It was a big signal they sent starting last week, when many of the biggest companies in Catalonia left the region because of the political instability.
Under the Constitution, Spain can dismiss the Catalan government, impose direct rule, and call for new elections. Kenya's electoral board says all 8 candidates from the annulled August 8 presidential election will be able to take part in the repeat poll October 26, including main opposition candidate Raila Odinga, despite his decision to withdraw. Meanwhile, police fired tear gas on protesters Wednesday. Several people were injured as thousands took to the streets, demanding electoral reform in Kenya. This is VOA News.